Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Brr! I was outside doing some work this morning, freezing my butt off. The fall is here, folks. Bundle up, please. Don't catch a chill this early in the cold and flu season. Also, remember to go get your flu shots. If you're over a certain age, check out the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination. And of course, please talk to your doctors about getting your updated COVID vax. And just a note on all of this, a really good question to ask your general practitioner about vaccines is, hey, when should I get them? When is their peak effectiveness? Because if you get them early, they might not quite carry you through the peak of the cold, flu, and COVID season. And another question is, especially if you're immunocompromised, should I get all of them at the same time? A lot of physicians will recommend that you do get these vaccinations or your updated flu shot all at the same time. Generally, that is to ensure that people get these life-saving vaccinations and flu shots in the fall and winter cold, flu, and COVID seasons. But especially if you're immunocompromised and you know that you'll get in there, sometimes it's a little easier on the system to space them out. So folks, just a little PSA to start us off this Wednesday hump day afternoon. With that business taken care of, let us jump into the headlines. Well, according to Donald Trump, if they're white, they're right for the United States. The Trump administration, this according to the Washington Post today, the Trump administration's plan to overhaul the U.S. refugee resettlement process, which basically is to try to shut it down for all intents and purposes, bizarrely coincides with an effort to prepare thousands of specifically white South Africans to relocate to the United States through this refugee resettlement system. I just want to point this out. If you are the perpetrators of a race-based apartheid government, or if you benefited from said race-based apartheid oppressive government, I don't think you get to qualify as a refugee. Maybe that's just me, but I don't know, like, oppressive racial group does not on Earth One here equal refugees. Just my opinion. If the administration succeeds in going forward with its white makes right refugee policy, almost all people that will be admitted to the United States as refugees, as many as 7,000 from, get this, a total potential pool of 7,500. Yeah, this is the effective sort of elimination of the refugee resettlement process. Basically, almost all of those people are going to be these white Afrikaners. Wow. Let's just call it what it is, folks. This isn't a dog whistle at all. It's white makes right per Donald Trump. In other hopefully more encouraging breaking news this afternoon, remember I told you about that racist Paul Ingrassia that Donald Trump had proposed to appoint to lead the Office of Special Counsel? Well, he's withdrawn his nomination after the string of racist text messages came out, as reported by Politico earlier this week. This is the text stream where he called himself, or he said he had a, quote, Nazi streak. Yeah, again, see point one today in today's breaking news. White makes right. You know, the young Republicans, the white makes right over there, the appointee to the Office of Special Counsel, white, apparently ethno-Christian nationalist makes right for that guy with his Nazi streak. This all came about because at least five Senate Republicans said that they opposed Ingrassia's nomination, which is enough to block his confirmation. About time. Boy, you think they might regret confirming RFK Jr.? Maybe the nut job that's running the Department of Defense? Who knows? And I just want to make this note. Setting aside the white makes right Donald Trump policy for everything, including his now former nominee to lead the Office of Special Counsel. Setting aside this guy's virulent racism and affinity for Nazis, and apparently, therefore, by extension, genocide, here's Ingrassia's background. This guy was admitted to the New York bar last year, so he is a baby lawyer. The Office of Special Counsel is an office filled with lawyers. Their jobs are incredibly important. They deal with whistleblower complaints, you know, actual federal employees trying to point out fraud, waste, and abuse. Typically, this office will be led by very nonpartisan career civil servants with extensive, potentially decades worth of experience in both whistleblower complaints, as well as employee and employer law. The dude that was admitted to the New York bar last year ain't what I would call a legal expert on such matters. So entirely aside from his obvious overt racism and Nazi sympathies, the guy was just unqualified. But we've got to get the, you know, the leaked Nazi sympathizer text messages to boot the guy's nomination. Totally ridiculous. And just on a related note, again, the Office of Special Counsel is, for all intents and purposes, a form of a specialized independent oversight office. Again, handles employee, federal employee, whistleblower complaints, handles employment matters writ large for the federal government. It's an incredibly important office. Again, an oversight role that Donald Trump was picking someone who is patently and objectively completely unqualified to run. And oh yeah, he also turns out to be a racist, jackhole, Nazi guy. But in that same vein, Donald Trump has now fired yet another inspector general. Parisa Saleh was the internal watchdog who had earned an incredibly strong reputation in her nearly 15 years of government service for finding fraud, waste, and abuse. This is what inspectors general do. She had risen through the ranks across a number of inspector general's offices at the State Department and USAID. You know, these agencies that have been targeted by the billionaire overlord Elon Musk, their budget slashed, USAID basically doesn't exist anymore. You would think that you would want the 15 plus year experienced fraud ferreter outer lawyer that's so good at the, nope, he fired her butt. It's truly shocking. Last week she got notice that the Trumper fired her effective immediately. The reason? There was some line, very vague, about the administration's, quote, changing priorities. So let me get this straight. Your priorities actually aren't fraud, waste, and abuse. That's just a fig leaf cover for decimating federal government so that it doesn't work anymore for any average Americans, so that you can start to shutter agencies willy-nilly, especially those pesky oversight agencies like the Office of Special Counsel and like all the other inspectors general that Donald Trump has fired. I want to just, you know, most of you that have been listening to my show for a long time know that I've worked in various levels of government. I've worked in the federal government. I've worked at city government. I've worked in county government. I've done advisory work for state government. I have dealt with internal auditors, the equivalent of the federal inspectors general, throughout my career. I have at times given them legal advice. I have at times, when I was in private practice, actually helped government officials that were responding to various inspector general requests or investigations. I have seen investigations proceed over many years relating to fraud, waste, and abuse. And here's what I've got to say about it. It's not fun for people if they have someone that whistleblows or tells the inspector general's office, hey, there's some fraud or there's been an abuse of power in my department. and this very extensive investigation proceeds. It can be very burdensome. You have to respond to oftentimes voluminous questions. You have to provide documents. The inspectors will come into various departments for quite some time. They will interview employees. But it is a process, I will tell you, that is essential to ensure that government is doing the people's work, that any given jurisdiction, whether your township, a city, a village, a county, a state, and yes, even the federal government, that those federal agencies are working to serve everyone and that they are doing so as efficiently and as effectively as possible. And perhaps most important, that the people that are running those agencies aren't turning them into vehicles for their own self-enrichment, the enrichment of their families, or engaging in obvious self-dealing, conflicts of interest, directing contracts to their favored people. That is part of what these offices do. The public needs to have faith that those things are not happening. So with all of that in context, let's just look at some of the other headlines. Donald Trump and the most obvious instance of self-dealing ever is going to decide if he gets $230 million. He's decided to take a contract away from Elon Musk and give it to his new best friend, billionaire bro, Jeff Bezos. This is the kind of stuff that you need inspectors general to investigate. The Donald Trump and the Trump family's use of these cryptocurrency frauds, these cryptocurrency grifts, that's a violation of various federal laws. All of this is conflicts of interest, self-dealing, and corruption at the highest level. And so I ask you, why do you think Donald Trump has fired Inspector General after Inspector General after Inspector General? Why do you think Donald Trump wants to install in the Office of Special Counsel, which is responsible for protecting federal employee whistleblowers? Why do you think he wants a completely unqualified, and now we know, racist Nazi in that position? Because Donald Trump doesn't want to be held accountable. He thinks the rules don't apply because he thinks he's a king. I say no more. We'll discuss more of the headlines, including the $230 million self-dealing debacle that Donald Trump proposes to sign off on for himself when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Your lady lawyer's here on the radio with you. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. This is The Maggie Dawn Show.